Rainer O, 37 years old, construction worker from Tartu, Estonia. Since 9 years, he commutes weekly, or at least every second week, between Tartu and Helsinki. Since 5 years, he works for his own small two-man construction company operating in the Helsinki region. Acquiring subcontracts for construction work requires a lot of effort, and follow-up jobs are not guaranteed in periods of crisis. But still, the difference of earnings are quite remarkable. Usually he travels from Tallinn to Helsinki on Sunday at 10:30 p.m. and returns to Estonia on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. At 8:30, Rainer O leaves the rented apartment from the remote Karela district of Helsinki he shares with another worker from Estonia. He owns a Toyota Hilux pickup he had purchased at a large second-hand car market in Mariampole, a car imported from Germany the very same day he visited. With this car, he drives first to IKEA and then to the Helsinki ferry terminal. After 25 minutes lining up in the queue of up to 150 cars, he parks his pickup on board, locks it, and heads for the elevator. Going up, he is accompanied by a group of Polish truck drivers wearing slippers and tracksuit trousers. On level 6, Rainer O looks for a quiet corner. He lies down on the carpet in front of the lockers and tries to sleep for the next 2 hours. When he recognizes the dead sound of the ship's landing, he gets up and heads for his car. At 6:30 p.m., he passes the exit gate of Terminal D in Tallinn. From now on, he'll drive the 190-kilometer trip towards Tartu, where his wife and 4-year-old daughter still used to live. The family had already considered the option to entirely relocate to Finland, but his wife opted against it because of being afraid to lose personal affinities and her own good part-time job. Usually Rainer O would use the regular bus connection between Tallinn and Tartu, but this time his company's van needed technical service, which is much cheaper in Estonia than in Finland. In addition, his sister back home had ordered some specific furniture from IKEA Vantaa in Helsinki, because there is still no IKEA shop existing in Estonia.